The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
There are almost 600 working waterfronts in Virginia, ranging in use from shipbuilding to oyster farming. Delegate Keith Hodges grew up in and represents the Middle Peninsula.
I actually worked the water with my uncle, and I've seen the working waterfronts over the years disappear.
The new plan outlines ways to preserve Virginia's commercial fishing heritage and to protect, restore, and enhance waterfronts that depend on commercial and recreational activities. Delegate Robert Bloxham, who represents the Eastern Shore and part of Norfolk, says the biggest challenge is money.
If you're just going to ask for funding from Richmond, I think everyone probably knows the answer is no. I think the localities are really going to have to put some money up and then ask for the money.
The plan recommends localities support commercial marine activities through regulation and by adding language to their comprehensive plans that will promote expanding and preserving those businesses. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.